Welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. I know I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back. I hope y'all know what song that is. Gosh, I'm back in effect, y'all. Guess what? I have some exciting news. I am finally embarking on my teaching journey, and I'm so excited for what God is about to do in my life. I wanted to come and kind of talk today just about fighting demons. And my husband and I have just been, you know, trying to get our lives together as a unit, as a as couples, as husband and wife. And we've been taking these classes to kind of help us build our relationship stronger with God. And the reason why I'm talking about this topic about fighting demons today is because we were watching this show, this anime show, and I forgot, it's like in Japanese or whatever, but I was watching this show and it kind of gave me an epiphany about my life, and just, you know, it was kind of game changer for me because I never watched anime shows before, and I just had to jump on real quick, and I said, you know, I'm just gonna do this little quick little show and share with you guys, excuse me, what I've been, you know, dealing with this week. And as soon as, you know, I was watching a show about anime and it was about demons, and I just came up with this thought. I was like, you know, fighting demons. And my sister-in-law always says this phrase. And she was like, you know, her phrase was, you know, you just got to fight your demons. And I'm like, what? I was like, what? Fight demons? And what that really means is sometimes we struggle with things in life that we don't quite know what to do about. Like, we struggle with marriage, or we struggle with school, or we struggle with work, or we struggle with dealing with coworkers, or we struggle with how we interact with other people, or we struggle with our emotions. You know, we as people have so many struggles in life, and I feel like those negative things, those are the demons that we try to fight every day. And as I'm sitting here and I was thinking about the topic of today's episode, I was thinking about my life experience and what I have to offer these students that I'm teaching, and how I can pretty much pour into their life and kind of level with them and kind of get to know them and let them know that the same things that they're fighting with, the same demons that they've seen, I've seen already. God has allowed me to conquer those demons. And the way that you conquer demons is you have to, you know, put God at the face of your adversities, meaning that the things that you have to actually face every day, you got to surrender to him and you got to put him first so that he can help you through the demons that you have to face. I wanted to change it to the next episode probably be about standing against giants. And the fighting demons part is, it's just epiphany just came up. It was like, you know, I feel like every day I'm fighting the devil when he comes against me, and I know God's with me every step of the way, and I know what I'm doing is for him. And so because of I'm doing what, you know, because only what we do for God will last, and so because I'm doing what God is asking me to do, the devil's coming against me hard, like full force. Like, I feel like I have to fight him. And, you know, we all have those itching demons that come in, like hate. And, you know, we want to strike back at people. And, you know, we want to do all this stuff that we shouldn't, you know, be doing. And that's not who God wants us to be. And I always have to have this thing where I have to stop and think about what I'm doing before I do it, what I say before I say it. Because if I do, then I'll be reenacting on that one thing, that one area in my life that I'm trying to get better at. And so that's why I wanted to come on here today and just talk to you guys about fighting demons. You know, we all have things that we struggle with. Everybody has something that they struggle with in life. And I was talking with my mother-in-law yesterday, and she was like, you know, I got all kinds of stuff going on, you know, and I'm trying to work on myself. And I appreciated what she said to me because, you know, about what she's trying to do. But in the same breath, we all have to, yes, work on yourself. Yes, do for yourself. Yes, keep yourself, you know, motivated and moving forward. But also love one another.
You know, give acts of kindness. Do things that will allow you to be able to face and fight the devil at his own pace. Because sometimes we don't have to fight the devil. Sometimes we don't have to fight our demons the way that we think that we need to fight the demons that come against us. Sometimes we just need to overlook them and look past them to our destination or where we want to be. And the way we have to focus to get there is we have to ignore the emotions and the things that says, oh, you know, you have, you're weak in this area, or you have a flaw, because that's who we are as people. We can't look past what we are as people in terms of saying we make mistakes and we're not perfect, and you know, we all have areas that we got to work in. And if we just feel like we have to be perfect and so hard on ourselves not to actually, you know, acknowledge that, then we'll never get anywhere. We have to not be so hard on ourselves. We just have to acknowledge that, you know, everybody's fighting something. And we don't necessarily always have to fight it directly. Sometimes we have to use our energy to focus on something more positive and something that we know can help us move forward to doing something better. And so that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. It's like fighting demons. Like, you know, everybody got that demon in their life that they got to stand up to. And, you know, and it's not that you have to be the person yourself to stand up to it personally. You just have to be, conscious of it. You have to be conscious that you have something that you are trying to work past and you're trying to work forward on. And you just gotta be cautious of what that is. And you have to just work on it a little as you can. But I just wanted to share that today because that thing was on my mind yesterday. And I just said, oh, I just want to talk about that today. That's going to be my topic. And then I'm going to have so many more topics to go because I'm going to be working with students and I'm excited. I don't know why I'm excited. At first, I did not want to do this. I was like, no, you know, I won't go to the medical field. You know, and then I thought I wasn't built for this at some point. And then, you know, that's that demon I try to fight, that doubt demon, that fear demon. And I just decided, you know what, if I could step out on faith for the thing that I said I want to do, I can step out on faith for the thing God is asking me to do. So I just hope that sticks with you all well this week, and that you go in this week knowing that God is on your side. He's with you. He is all knowing. He knows who your demons are, what your demons are. He will fight for you on your behalf. So I just wanted to put that out there. I hope everybody have a blessed week, and I will talk to y'all later. Can't wait till the next episode. It is going to be fire.